Welcome to the WOA FM 99 radio show, episode 4 today of season 19, and we've got our 6 breakthrough artists with our certified indie songs that we're going to introduce to you. But before that, let me tell you that I've got a very special guest joining me in the studio, and his name is Dan Markell, all the way from California, and we're going to be talking about his very special reggae song. So stick around for that, and without further ado, let's get into the 6 certified indie songs of the week. So we kick off with Karen Wolf with a song Girls Night Out. Now this has, it almost reminded me of CeeLo, you know, that kind of sound, very happy pop R&B, you know, that kind of a feel. I think a lot of you are going to like this song. It's got a very commercial feel. So Girls Night Out starts the show for us. Number 2 is Original Quigley with his song The Place That We Know. This has got kind of a melancholic kind of feel, you know, it's going back home, finding happiness when you get back, when you're in trouble, you know, go back home, that kind of, I think that's what he's trying to get at, and I really like this song. Great singer, a great songwriter. I'm hoping to hear more songs by Original Quigley. And at number 3, we've got an artist that has been on our Breakthrough Artist compilation from the Independent Number Ones. I think he was also on the acoustic special that we released before the pandemic. And it was on the Grammy nomination ballots and things like that. I'm talking about none other than Scott McPherson, who is a sound engineer, you know, and a producer in Nashville. He works with a lot of major big-named artists as a sound engineer, and he's also produced a lot of famous songs and stuff. But this is his music, and this is his song. He's singing it, and the song is called Just Because. Now, this has got a country sort of feel. It's not very traditional country, but it's got that country feel. Well, he's a producer in Nashville. What do you expect? It's got to have a country feel. And Scott makes some great songs, and I'm a big fan. So Scott coming in. I'm hoping to have him on the show soon to chat with us and talk about his career. And then, of course, we've got our special guest of this week, Dan Markell, who joins me in the studio live to talk about his song, Give Me the Word. Now, this song is making quite a bit of headway on Spotify, on Amazon, on Apple Music, and we're hoping that our fans and our listeners are going to go out there and support Dan Markell's song, Give Me the Word, by downloading the songs, you know, because that helps the artists get on the charts. And I really think you're going to love the song. It's reggae, so I'm a big fan because I'm a huge reggae fan. And Dan has just got this very pleasing personality and he's a very happy guy. And let's get to know Dan Markell today. And after Dan Markell, we've got an artist that has been on our show before, and they're called Drug Mirror, you know, and this is kind of like metal, very, very hard rock. All you metalheads, you know, listen in, and if it's not metal, let me know. Tell me what you think this should be categorized as. And the song is called Hardly Me, a very cool track by Drug Mirror. Last but not least, we've got The Reaper. Now, that's the artist's name, The Reaper. And the song is called Through the Light. Now, this is a rap song, opens your mind to different things. You know, he's talking about intelligent stuff. He's a great musician, I think, because the production of this song, it's not very straightforward. He's really making the listener enjoy the musical side of it as well. At least that's the way I look at it. So those are the 6 certified indie songs of the week. I hope you enjoyed the show today. And also, as soon as the show is done, I'm going to be live doing a garage sessions today at 8 p.m. UK time. So if you miss it, of course, it's going to be streaming on YouTube, Facebook at Oliver Sean and Oliver Sean Band, YouTube at Oliver Sean, Instagram at Oliver Sean. So please do join me for this live stream. It's going to be a short live stream, 5 to 6 songs, but I'm kind of introducing some new percussions that I'm going to be doing with my feet, and also some new guitar effects through the acoustic guitar. So I'm quite excited to try all of that. And I hope to see some of our listeners joining me live on our Garage Sessions live stream. This is Oliver Sean signing out. Have a great day. We're going to have a break from you. So
staring over here for about 10 minutes. I know he wanna ask one of us to dance, but tonight we gon' hit that floor all by ourselves. Cause tonight is, that's right, it's all about us, ladies. So grab your drinks, hit the dance floor. Matter of fact, let me do a quick roll.
Just to hear your words come tumbling
Today we've got one of my favorite artists from California, Dan Markell. Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Oliver?
I'm doing great, Dan. So, you know, we played your song last week on my brand new season of the WOA FM 99 radio show. And we've gotten a lot of emails and messages on my Facebook and all of that talking about, who is this white guy doing reggae?
The nerve.
So Dan, tell us more about Give Me the Word.
Well, it's a song that I had originated it in a regular pop ballad or whatever you'd call it. I always, for a while now, had a nagging notion of wanting to do a song with sort of at least a pop reggae type of a feel to it. The main influences that brought that to me is anytime I've gone to the Hawaiian Islands. When you listen to the radio there, there's an awful lot of music on there that fits that category. But it has this little subtle, sometimes less than subtle, or sometimes more than subtle, reggae feel to it. Of course, it's just a terrific, infectious rhythm and beat, and it's a great place to put a certain kind of a sentiment, you know? So that's what it was. That's a very specific influence on it. Other than that, it's just like yourself, loving that style of music, genre of music, for as long as I can remember, you know?
I just think that reggae somehow just makes you feel it's summertime. It could be a drab day in England with rain all the time, and then you put on a reggae song, and you're sitting there with your dog or playing your guitar, and you go, oh my God, I feel like I'm in the Caribbean or Costa Rica or something, you know. It's so good. I just love that feel.
Oh, yeah. It has the quality to really transport you, you know.
I know.
And it's been, it's long been popular in the UK, right?
I mean, oh, it has, yeah. White guys with dreads, you know, and I'm like, yeah, I could be that dude, you know. I could do the reggae. And then in my local cover bands that I used to play in as a kid, we'd do these weddings and parties when I was in like a teenager. And we'd do, ooh, baby, I love your way. You know, the reggae version. Yeah, and then the UB40 Kingston Town. And of course, all the Bob Marley songs. I'm just really, really happy to hear modern reggae coming out now from California. So it's awesome.
Cool. So glad to hear that. I'm so glad you like it.
And I've also been told by my team that the song is being added to a lot of playlists on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Unlimited. So that's really good news for you and for WA as well.
Great.
Yeah. So I think your numbers are going to go up, and my fingers are crossed that this song really propels you to that next level, because you deserve it. All your music is great. And what are you working on now, Dan? Are you working on anything new?
I am. I've got a number of songs in the works, in the hopper. I've got another one that it's not reggae. It's a little bit more ska.
Oh, but, yes.
Again, it's a little bit of a ska-influenced pop song. And then I've got other things that are... I'm not real good at like a lot of artists, I'm not real good at absolutely categorizing each of my individual songs.
Yeah, of course.
But sometimes you know what your influence is, so you kind of know what you're going for. But it all kind of... any of it sounds to me... like me, you know, just under different influences a little bit. So yeah, I do have a little ska type tune called Zoom In that I'm probably be the next thing I'll unleash on the world.
Any idea when that ska track's going to come out?
Oh, I would think in the next 6 to 8 weeks or something.
Oh, super. Also, you know, Dan, I've been telling my team, because I love your track so much, the reggae one. We should put that in the Goa Chill Out Zone album. Now, even though the Goa Chill Out Zone is more like smooth jazz and, you know, chill out music for the beach, somehow your song kind of fits in to the beach vibe. You get me?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So I think even though it doesn't fit in with the smooth jazz or new agey or chill out zone genres, it still would make a good... I mean, it would be a great addition for our Independent Number One's album, you know, that's coming out. Volume 11's coming out. But I think in the Volume 10, which is our 10th anniversary Goa Chill Out Zone, I think this reggae song would actually be a good addition, because it would take that song to more people around the world, to different parts of the world, you know, like Asia and the Middle East and things like that. So that is something we should look at. And with the way the track is going, I think, you know, the team's going to want to put that song into all our compilations now.
okay.
So Dan, just, you know, we had you on our interview during our Christmas programming, where you had a great Christmas song. But just remind people again, so where you based, and just a bit of your history in music, you know, how you got into it and stuff.
Okay, well, I'm based in the Los Angeles area. I live in Burbank, which is a separate city, but it's in Los Angeles County. So here I am in Southern California. I've lived here for since the 90s. I used to work in publishing a bit, and I've played music and written music and worked with a variety of artists over the course of a couple of decades and a half here, maybe, including good friends of mine, the Smithereens. It's a New Jersey rock band. They've been on some recordings of mine, and my friend Dennis Dykin has produced some recordings of mine. He's the drummer from the Smithereens. I've worked with a lot of interesting people over the years. I had a song where Denny Sywell, the original drummer from Wings, played the drums on it, and that was a lot of fun. That was a fun session. And I've worked with guys from the Romantics, and got a song that I did with Clem Burke, the drummer from Blondie. I'm just running down a little bit of a resume of people, I realize, as I...
I remember you telling me that you're working with the Smithereens drummer, I think, as a producer for your album?
I did, yes. I always work with him. He's a good friend of mine, has been for 25 years or something. I did work with him on an album. That was some time back. He and his producing partner did an album of mine called Big Ideas. So he's a good friend of mine, and I'm always working and socializing with him. He's on the other end of the country, but I'm always in touch with him, and he's my longtime, lifelong friend.
What about your band? I mean, your music sounds very, you know, the production sounds very live. You know, I can hear live instrumentation as well. So is it actually programmed stuff, or is it proper live musicians coming in?
Oh, it's proper live musicians. As it happens... not to reveal too much secrets, they're under these conditions, pandemic and whatnot, they're not actually coming in.
Yeah, of course.
they're literally coming in from other countries. Everything is definitely real and live. On this track, on Give Me the Word, I play the bass and all the guitar parts.
Oh, nice.
And I play one of the trumpet parts. And I had a sax player.
Okay.
Those are all real people blowing through their real instruments. And then, and the strings are real as well. I wrote the arrangement. And so I demoed out the arrangement with MIDI and so forth. And then sent that arrangement to a string player who did a small group session. So it's a little chamber group. Yeah. It's a little four-part string section. And so that's kind of specifically, I love that sound so much, and the reality of those, of the humanity of those real musicians. That was kind of why we did the mix the way we did, where those kind of hang out at the end to, so you can enjoy the fact that those are real strings and hopefully recognize the fact that those are real strings. That's not programmed stuff. That's not synthesis.
You know, I think one of the reasons your song sounds even better than, you know, of course, the composition's great and everything, but the fact that there's live production there, you know, live arrangements, it just takes the song to a different level.
I think so. Yeah, there's just no substitute for the human element of real artistry on the part of musicians, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I've noticed that even with my own productions, you know, sometimes you write a song with a lot of programmed things like drums or, you know, percussions and things like that. And yeah, the song does well and everything, but there's something missing, at least in my ears, you know, as a live musician.
Yes.
And then you do another song completely live, and it can have, as it goes with live arrangements, sometimes things are not perfect, but that imperfection brings out the beauty in the song somehow.
It does, and you know, everybody's going to have examples in their own collection and in their own mind,
right?
Of songs where you found a little imperfection in the track, and it ended up being a favorite part of the track to you.
Exactly.
So you listen to that song, you're like, oh wait, I want to hear that chair squeak, and I think that's the Beach Boys song Wendy.
Okay.
The part in the middle, it's a little bit quiet, and you hear a chair squeak right in the middle. And then once you zone in on it, it's an imperfection, but it becomes this thing that you love, and it shows, you're like, oh wow, these are musicians in a room playing this just isolated sounds on a tape. So that stuff is great, but
absolutely,
sometimes it's more musical than a squeaking chair. Sometimes it's, ooh, he almost missed that note, and he came up to it beautifully. What a great
thing. Instead of coming on the one, you come in on, say, on the 2.5 or something, and it actually sounds great, you know, so that's really cool.
There's an old, there's an old piece of wisdom that I heard, I heard this from Denny Seiwell, who I mentioned earlier, the original drummer for the group Wings.
Yes.
And he said, let me get this right, he said that the idea on musicianship and on fluid creativity like that, one of the ideas is explore the accident before you fix the mistake.
Yeah, absolutely. So we were talking about you possibly doing a live stream sometime soon. Have you thought about that?
Yeah, I've thought about it. I got to figure out exactly how to do it, but I have cameras, I have some equipment, so I'm going to figure out the tech specs of that and do that. Although it may be a little on the it's likely to be me by myself. And I appreciate the enthusiasm and your inspiration for me to do that, because absolutely.
Give Me the Word is a song that has to blow up, because it deserves to. It's one of my favorite songs now for 2021, even though it was released in 2020, which I want to forget about. I want to forget that year. I'm hoping 2021 is a better year for us, and Give Me the Word would be a great way to start it. So here, guys, check out this beautiful song by Dan Markell, and don't forget to follow Dan on social media and his websites. I'll be putting on links on our podcast version on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Unlimited. Dan, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Oliver. It's great to talk to you, and I'm so enthusiastic about your enthusiasm. Thank you for everything you're doing, man. Have a happy new year.
Happy new year, Dan, and I just love your stuff, and I can't wait for the ska track to come out. Actually, my bass player, Darren Edwards, he used to play in a ska band, you know, and my drummer and he sometimes, they just start messing around in the garage when we have our rehearsals, and it just takes me to a different time in my life, when ska was the in thing, you remember? When that was, all the bands were doing ska, you know? So it'll be great to hear. What's the name of that song anyways? Have you got a working title for it?
Yeah, that song is called Zoom In.
Zoom In. Great. So folks, while we wait for the song to zoom in, here is Give Me the Word.
Give me the word. we can't be afraid of that light. We also can't be afraid of the darkness either. It's all about weathering that storm. And you know what the reason's for. It determines one thing. You know what that is. It's called character. Turn the lights off, cause I can see through the dark. Cause the light got me seeing the spark, and I'm ready to march. Got these boots laced up as I'm going to war with these evil peoples. I don't proclaim them equal, they wanna divide us, having them starting up all this violence. And now we killing ourselves when we don't know what we fighting for. And that's the worst thing, just to get excited for. No purpose equals a lot of bull. Then even worth it, you feel worthless. Enemies start chirping, having loose lips sink cruise ships. Cause we cruising on our music, our inspiration. I hide myself from interrogation, cause I'm seeking to vacate the situation. I got my belongings packed, double wrap with the chin strap and the six pack. Don't forget the gat, cause you know it's a wrap. I can't see through the light, and everybody wanna judge me and everything on sight. Trying to keep me trapped and just holding me back. I put my peoples on my back, put them on the map. You can't stop me, you better recognize just who I be. The name is R.E.A.P. So what you wanna see? I'll bring it to you, let me run it back. Rewind that and serve it to him on the next track. Ascension, I just leveled up. I started my come up and I remastered all my moves, so I could come here with something to prove and do what everyone said that I could never do. So tell me what to do. The first thing is to cut off anything that ain't serving me. These leeches sucking up all my energy and now I'm carefree. So when I walk in the streets, I look forward and I don't need to look back on just anything. So I let these fools assume from what they wish to think. I can't control what you say, but make sure my mind is clear without no delays. This is a certain phase, so understand what I'm saying in a different way. There's no need to escape but embrace what I illuminate or co-curate. You know, that's right. My envision is entered in a dimension that's not even written. So pause your subscription and listen to what it's given. I can see through the light, and everybody wanna judge me and everything on sight. Trying to keep me trapped and just holding me back. I put my peoples on my back, put them on the map. You can't stop me, you better recognize just who I be. The name is R.E.A.P. So what you wanna see? I'll bring it to you, let me run it back. Rewind that and serve it to him on the next track. Put the sun red heat on your mind, your body, your spirit. Remember what you came to do. Don't lose sight on what you're here for, because everybody's gonna have something to say. And it don't matter what they say, but what matters is what you do through your own actions. And when that action is done, it's gonna feel good. It's gonna feel justified, you know, because everybody's gonna know who you really are.